Hello, hello, and welcome to another episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success, the podcast that breaks down the actual scientific physics of success, helps you tune in to your most authentic self, vibrate at your most powerful frequency, and achieve the purpose-driven life, career, and/or business of your dreams. Join us as we jump right in and let's start the magic. Hello, fearless fam, and welcome to the latest episode of the Fearlessness Frequency Manifesting Success with your hosts, Melissa LaPlante and Lawrence Harris. And today we have a special treat for you. We have our first guest. Her name is Jessica Navis. And Jessica is a dynamic visual storyteller whose creative journey spans from crafting quirky stickers, pens, and patches to developing multi-million dollar proposals for major corporations. She has a rich background in the corporate world, but she's recently rekindled her passion for art, embracing projects that connect with her inner child and celebrate the vibrant culture of Las Vegas. Jessica was born and raised in Las Vegas and is dedicated to supporting small businesses and empowering creatives to present their work effectively. Her current projects include a series of impactful coloring books and Halloween-themed stickers. And who doesn't love Halloween? And it's definitely October. And Jessica's work not only highlights the beauty of nature, but also helps clients convey their messages powerfully. So let's dive into her inspiring story and creative endeavors. Jessica, welcome to the Fearlessness Frequency.
Thank you so much.
You are welcome. So tell us, when did your love of visual storytelling began? Was it like something you loved as a kid? Is it something you discovered later in life? Like, where did you kind of go, ooh, I love doing this?
So if I've always been doing art stuff even as a kid, like people say, they're like, when did you because I used a tablet like when I was a kid, like the ones that you plugged into the TV, and everyone's like, how did you get used to it? I was like, I've been doing it since I was like 4. And so just that, like writing on a tablet, like looking at a screen, I said, I've been doing it pretty much my entire life of having some form of that connectivity. So like, I absolutely love it. And I think when like they did like the kindergarten, like what do you want to be for when you get older, is like, I think I wanted to be an art teacher.
Oh, awesome.
So it like that inspiration of like wanting to be a creative has never like not been there.
Right. That makes sense. I love that you. Go ahead, Lawrence.
I was just going to say, I would love to ask you, how was it like growing up and learning to take your unique style and give that to the world? Like, were there ever any fears of judgment? Were there any like pushback from people?
A little bit, but like, I mean, there's still like, I still have craft projects when I was like learning how to quill, learning how to do crochet. Like, I have a craft, well, this is my office, but it's also like, I have projects that I still want to go back to and learn. Like, and even as an adult, like I'm getting into things like Warhammer and stuff like that, where it's a bit of combining like playing board games, but also doing some kind of art because it involves painting. So it's not just one aspect of like, I originally was going to school, was going to go to college to be a nurse as like following what you're supposed to do. And I ended up losing my scholarship, and I was like, I'm going to go back to school for what I want. And I went back to school for graphic design and art. And that really, like, I made a list, and I encourage everyone to do this, is make a list of the times that you lived for yourself and not because of someone else. And it made me really think about, okay, what are the times that I did this for me, and the effect that it like changed my trajectory, changed my life.
I love that so much. And I want to kind of capitalize on that because, you know, as you know, we've talked about it, the point of the self-awareness project is to help people follow that cellular purpose, that thing that's literally been always inside of them. Right. And so I love that even though you kind of strayed off the path of following that you came back to it, that you were like, no, this is really what inspires me. And I like that idea of making a list of times that you lived for yourself. And you know what? I'm going to do that, actually. I'm going to do that for myself and see kind of like what all that looks like, because I love that. I love that so much. So tell me about your journey in the corporate world and what that was like for you as an artist, as a creative, because I know as someone who's worked in the corporate industry, you know, the first half of my coaching career, I did professional development coaching in the IT sector in a very corporate environment. So, you know, what are the benefits of kind of working for yourself now versus having worked in the corporate world when it comes to artistic, you know, integrity and the ability to actually be creatively free?
So for me, like I graduated, did my associates, tried to get a job, didn't happen, got my bachelor's, and then got a job right after college, like about a year after college. And when that happened, like the person that was hiring me, like was looking for somebody kind of fresh out of college that wasn't tainted from the other corporate world. So, which I thought was an interesting thing. And my background, when I got my degree, I made sure I was able to stand out as I got a minor in entrepreneurship and in marketing along with photography, because every job that I applied for was always in the marketing department. Every like other design student I was talking to was either doing, it was super at UNLV, it was super easy to get like to get a minor in art history, because it was like three more classes, or like it was something super simple. And people did that, and I'm like, that's not going to help me. Like, yeah, it's easy, but that's not going to help me in the long run. So I did marketing, and then got access to the business school, which gave me the ability to, like, help with my resume. They had counseling and stuff, like, for professional, like, getting you to the right place. So with that, it opened up a lot of things, and I eventually asked my manager, like, hey, why did you hire me? Like, what made you hire me? And she was like, the marketing background is what did it. And that made me stand out. And now, even as I work with my clients, I make sure that the way that I'm approaching it is not just, hey, I'm going to make you something pretty. Like, there's going to be something behind it. So that's like why one of my quotes for my business is designing with a purpose. I know that kind of went off the course of what your question was, Lawrence.
Go on.
But in regards to like finding my style is like, and that kind of stuff is the projects that I got to do. I was able to put a, like, even if I was making templates and stuff and had to follow their guide, it was a way of incorporating my style with whoever's brand I was doing. And yeah.
On that note right there, like Melissa said, having that list of when you lived for yourself, hearing that, it really struck something with me, because I noticed in, especially for artists, they start to create what do other people want rather than what do I want to create for other people. And yeah, like imagine if you were trying to focus on a personal project, like not something someone's paying you to make, but just something you want to make just because you like it. And you're putting it up there and you're just overly concerned with what do the audience want to see rather than what does the creator love to create?
Yeah, for me, there's two different sides of it. Is like, I am a artist. So that's why when I say what my whole title is I'm a visual storyteller, marketing collateral expert, and artist. And for a long time, I was like, do I say graphic artist? Do I have to say artist? I was very like, how do I say it? Now I just like, I say artist, and then they can go, what kind of art? Like, what do you do? So give me one second. Yes. Where my stuff is, I started doing stickers and pins and patches because I wanted to do something for myself. So I started doing like, so this is my Halloween one.
I have the miniature version of that, and I love it so much.
And started doing things that made sense, that like that fit what I wanted to do.
Oh, I love that. Like, that fit, like, do I have that sticker? I don't think I have that sticker.
You might. So the top is Red Rock and the bottom is Mount Charleston. So a lot of the things that I do have some kind of tie to Las Vegas.
Nice. Like
this one I need to make it bigger. What is the other two? These are all from an art show that I did, so I printed them out. It was like, I have one of my fancy dancy printers, and then printed out my art prints.
Nice.
So I was like, now I need to actually offer these. So this one says Light Your Own Way.
I have that one and too, this which one is awesome.
Camping.
Look, it's your Jeep. I love that.
Yeah, and then there's a little Bobby in there.
Oh, there is? Oh my God, that's adorable. I love it. So, you know, I think that it's, you know, one thing I want to touch a little bit on what Lawrence was saying, because it's so true. I feel like as someone who is an artist, and I can relate to this in a different way, because even though I couldn't draw to save my life, like my stick figures are probably special needs and it's okay. Like, you know, I'll take care of them. But the point is that, you know, my art is music, right? I love to sing. And so, but it is something that is, it's such a vulnerability to show your art and to exhibit your creativity. Because I know that even though I know I'm an accomplished vocalist when it comes to being able to hit the notes and sing the song and do the thing, when I'm actually doing it, it's actually a terrifyingly vulnerable experience for me. I've actually been trying to open up a little bit more and use some of my singing in my Instagram channel and, you know, try to incorporate that more into it because, you know, I think that, you know, a big thing that I talk about with on the podcast, but also in my practice and in my speeches, et cetera, and even in my book, I think, is building your box of awesome, right? The box of tools that you have that propel you, you know? And so I feel like the journey that you went on in learning the marketing skills and learning the photography and learning all the pieces, parts that would support your creativity is really what I mean when I tell people to add to their box of awesome, right? Because there's all these innate tools that naturally are within you, right? But when you go out and you curate those tools and you say, hey, I'm good at this. What else can I do to be better at this? What else can I do to elevate my abilities? And so I think that, you know, when you have an authentic gift, such as being an artist, being a speaker, being a singer, being a motivator, whatever it is your internal natural gift is, when you build on that, you really step into your full power as a creator. And so I think that it is very cool that you knew that from such a young age and that you stayed that course. And, you know, I have found that that is really the method to success is to, you know what you want and then make every choice in life align with that, right? You may not know what the end goal is. We don't know what the destination is going to be, right? We have no idea.
Yeah.
I had no clue I was going to be a keynote public speaker. I had no clue I was going to be a published author or a podcaster or any of that, right? But I knew always in my life that I was meant to motivate others and bring out their greatness and exhibit that, right? So, you know, it's the same for your journey with learning all of the tools that you needed to do. But I love that you still keep your authenticity so deep within that. It's designing your art in a way that pleases you, not just your customer. And I think that's incredible.
Yeah. And when you're like, I have a different mindset for like stuff for me and stuff for my clients, but I always try to make sure it's it has a little bit of what I need and what they need. Like for my doing my stickers and stuff, that originally started out exactly like what you said, creating art for myself and not for other people. And I did choose to like monetize it and offer stickers and pins, but I'm not like, oh, what are people are going to want or what are people going thing. It's like, okay, it's Halloween, do Halloween stuff. Like it wasn't, and when I'm filling out like that style of writing the letters and filling it in with stuff, it kind of just came about. I was like, what can I do that's unique that I enjoy doing? And then that has turned into like making coloring books with that kind of style. So,
and I love coloring
it has
books.
Opened up
I don't
a lot
know
of things.
An adult in my life who doesn't.
And like it all started because like I wanted to put myself out there, but I wasn't quite sure how I wanted to do it. So originally, like, me and Melissa met at a BU brand event, and I sponsored it last year. I sponsored it this year also, but I sponsored it last year, but I didn't do it under me. I just did it under my sticker business. So it gave me the little bit of, I think it gave me a little bit of courage of, like, here's my art, but here's the other stuff I can do. Versus, like, people are like, well, why are you still doing the sticker business if it's not, like, I was like, I know, I've seen other people, like, have sticker or stationery businesses and then blow up. So it's not like, I was like, I know it's out there, and I getting in front of the right people and making the correct things. And I partner with a couple people that are, that I have a bunch of followers on TikTok. So it's like, I know I'm taking the baby steps to make sure that, like, once it's ready, it's can, like you said, manifest and let it go. But I think it's, it's coming. It's just, like, I can see it now. But what it really gave
me
was,
and that is a beautiful place to be.
It gave me the courage to be like, hey, it's not just about me. I mean, it is about me, but it's also about, like, getting myself out there, even if it was a kind of a, not the normal way.
Yeah.
Well, and normal is such a relative word. I came up with a quote years ago that said, normal is relative and none of my relatives are normal. Mm. But, like, truly, you know, it's true, right? You know, I think, you know, normal is what goes under the radar. But when you're exceptional at what you do, that's when you shine. And the thing is that we all have that ability to be exceptional if we're being exceptional in what is internally within us to be exceptional at, right? And so, you know, something that I'm trying very hard to do in my work is to help people find that place that, you know, or embrace it, right? Maybe they know, but they're scared, right? You know, because it is very hard to put yourself out there, you know, and these days, you know, there's so much on the internet, and there's so much in the media, and there's so much to be distracted by that it's hard to find those authentic things at times, you know. But at the same time, I think that that's what makes it so important right now to really be authentic. And just a sidebar, all of our listeners can look forward to the fact that in the not too distant future, Jessica is going to be making Fearlessness Frequency stickers. I've already talked to her about that. I am excited to do it. Also, I have an entire line of merch designed that I would love for Jessica to kind of make better, because here's the thing. I am not a graphic designer. I enjoy it. I make all the graphics for my blogs and for my website and my webinars. And, like, I love graphic design, but I love it as, like, just a creative outlet for myself. It's not a passion for me like it is for Jessica, right? And so, you know, I'll be very excited to offer that to our fans when the time comes, because, you know, I know I'm going to have them all over the place. And I'm like, I'm a sticker bandit. If I find places other people have stuck stickers and it's not, like, vandalism to do it, I will. And so, like, there's this great little, like, I don't really know what to call it, parking lot pole, I guess. It just keeps you from hitting the building of the drive-through coffee place in my city. And everybody and their mother stick stickers on this thing while they're just stuck there waiting to order coffee. And trust me, my sticker will absolutely be on there. Like, so, you know, I think that it's a privilege to be artistically inclined, you know? And, you know, what are your thoughts on that, Lauren?
We have to agree with that, because art is something that I like to imagine it as people taking a little part of their soul and showing it to the world. It's like you're putting your own mind on display. Because I don't do it as much now, but I used to make art out of soda cans. I can actually grab one of them real quick to show you guys.
That'd be awesome.
Oh, yeah, you know, you mentioned the other day, and I was going to ask you about that, because that is so cool.
Yeah, so let me grab one of them out of my little case. So,
nice.
When I got into this, it was really just a matter of me wanting to demonstrate who I was. And that's a beautiful thing about art. It can be in so many different forms. Art is everything around us. We have musical art. We have stickers, pins, clothing, hair. Even braiding is an art. You can see people with like really intricate braid
Oh,
designs
God, I
and
have seen some
all these different
beautiful braid
shadings and
designs. Yes,
yeah.
yes. Braiding is one of
So
my favorite arts to
with
look at.
this,
Yeah.
it was kind of just like, all right, hopefully the lighting works. So normally there would
This
be
is
a
a
candle
face?
under this.
That is cool.
Yeah, it's a face. It's a
I see
constant
that.
face as a candle melting. And it might be really hard to see with all the light in here, but normally you put a candle inside of it and it would glow orange.
That's cool.
Okay, that's freaking cool. I
And the idea
love
for it
that
really
so
just
much.
came about as I was kind of just bored one day
I'm so
and
let me
just
stay.
started doing these and just kind of got into it. And I think that's one of the reasons why art is so important in our society. Not
Oh,
just from the
yes.
fact of how it can be monetized, but from the fact of it's a part of the human experience. Like Melissa was saying, with a pole with some stickers on it. You might just look at that and go, oh, it's a pole with stickers. But you can see all those stickers, and those could have been there for years and years, and people have been stacking on top of it, and it tells a story.
Yeah,
And
and that's a big thing for me is the way
yeah.
that things tell stories. As you think about it, and I think it's because I have a spicy brain, is like, okay, you think about it and you're like, okay, who put that there? Where did it come from?
Yeah.
Who made it? Why did they do like,
Yeah.
and you kept going backwards and you're just like,
And it
okay,
takes
wait,
you on
okay.
a journey.
Definitely.
Well, and I think one of the most important things about art is one, it is the most natural form of human expression. Look way back in the caveman days. What did they do inside the caves? They drew. They drew things that were around them, whether it be animals or little people or whatever. They drew them. Look at the hieroglyphs in Egypt. Those were literally pictures that told a story. It was their, it was their language, right? Written language. And so I think that that's the thing that's missing so much from our culture right now as a society in America. How do I explain this? We are told what is art. We are not allowed to express ourselves. We are told what is beauty. What is the beauty standard? You have to be, as a woman, you have to be tall and thin and have long, luxurious hair and perfect teeth and great skin. And this is what beauty is. Whereas if you look in like ancient African cultures, beauty was adorning yourself with different, gold pieces and things that represented your place in the tribe or brought community together, right? And so we are lacking this connectivity in the world because we're all trying to adhere to a specific outline of what is beauty, what is art, what is acceptable. And so it's so important now more than ever for us to reach into our souls and pull out that unique artistic view that we have as humans and to share that with the world so that there are more options out there, right? I was just talking with Lawrence about, before we started recording, how much I love clothing and how I don't care about the labels. I don't care if it's Gucci, I don't care if it's whatever, if I just like what it looks like. And I got to thinking about like one day I will be a financially wealthy woman, not because I'm trying for that, but because, the plans I have will just naturally make that so, right? And so I will dress very nicely, but instead of going shopping at the super expensive stores that corporations have said is the way to artistically express my style, I want to go hire a tailor who makes my clothes specifically for me and my style. You know what I mean? And I think that we need so many more of those options in society. We talked a lot about that on our last episode when we talked about how, the corporate cookie cutter society is destroying our authenticity, right? And so authenticity is needed now more than absolutely ever. And so, when I see people like Jessica out there, bringing their authentic artistic selves out in a way that provides an option that businesses can partake in, that, consumers can partake in, that is genuine and authentic, that inspires me because there is not enough of that out there. It's not that it's not out there, it's not being highlighted in all of the, you know, yes, glory that it should be, right? And so I want to thank Jessica for joining us today, for sharing her art. I will be placing links below the video down there. Are you guys looking down there? Are you looking? There they are. I'm going to be putting links below the video so that if you want to look at her art and maybe, you know, get some stickers made for your business or buy some coloring books for yourself or your children, let me tell you, coloring has been proven to being one of the most therapeutic. I actually have a certification in art therapy. Now, am I an artist? No. But I understand the power of, you know, coloring and drawing and creating things, even if they aren't at the level that per se Jessica could do. It brings me personal joy, right, to do those things. And so, you know, definitely check out her, you know, information. I highly encourage you guys, if you're looking for ways to genuinely, authentically market your brand, work with Jessica because she's very talented. You know, I've seen her workbooks. I've seen her stickers. I've seen a lot of her stuff. I have it all on my desk over there across the room. And I actually have it like set up to like decorate my desk because it actually goes with my nerdy stuff. So I love it. And I'm a big Halloween enthusiast. So, but yeah. Oh my God, I love that. See, yes. I remember you showed me that before, but I didn't love it less this time. So yeah, stickers are such a great way to brand your flavor. You know what I mean? Like, I love stickers. I always got in trouble as a kid for covering my wooden dressers with stickers from like top to bottom because you can't peel those off. It ruins the wood. I didn't care. I didn't want the wood. I wanted the stickers. So any last thoughts, Lawrence, that you'd like to input before we wrap up for the day?
I would just like to remind everybody that shop locally, support people who are putting out true quality to the world in whatever form that may be. Make sure you check out Jessica's links below, and I hope that each and every one of you has a blessed day.
Yes, beautiful. And join us next time. Same bat channel, same bat time. And we will see you next time. Thank you.